grace and mercy and peace be unto you, from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our sermon text for today comes from the Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 16th chapter. Simon Peter replied, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Today, questions from Jesus. A question of eternal significance, in fact. Who do men say that the Son of Man is? And there were a lot of answers in that day. Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, others Jeremiah, or one of the other prophets. And the world has some answers to that question today, too. The Muslims and the Jews, well, they can agree on one thing at least. They both say that Jesus isn't God. The Jehovah's Witnesses and the Mormons, well, they have Jesus being a man, but something less than God. Then there are those who impose upon Jesus who and what they think that he should be. Well, I don't believe Jesus would say anything quite like that. Jesus doesn't condemn anything. He's all about love and acceptance. Judge not, you know? Okay. But do you notice what happens there? We, and not Jesus, are the determining factor in who Jesus is and how he is toward us. We are the ones there by what we think about him and about his question, "Who do men say that I am?" that decide what kind of Jesus we want to believe in. And answers like that, well, they are only really as sure as we are sure. Which, at the end of the day, makes them all pretty useless, don't you think? And so Jesus said to his disciples, "Who do you say that I am?" It's not important what they say. What do you say about me? Then comes the answer. And this is the kind of the go to the front of the class type of answer. And Peter, he actually nails it. You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. You too. Who do you say that I am? The Lord asks you the very same question. Now don't make something up. Stick with St. Peter's answer. In fact, repeat Peter's answer with me. You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Now, what does that mean? Words by themselves, they need to be fleshed out. Well, it means that Christ is the Messiah, the Anointed One, the Anointed King. The kings of the Old Testament were all anointed. But Christ is not a king with a conquering army, but a suffering slave. The suffering servant who would bear upon himself the sin of the world. The one who is wounded for our transgression, bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of peace fell upon him, and by his stripes, by his suffering and death, we are healed. And the Son of the living God, well, that means that he is virgin born, the only begotten Son of the Father. He is the eternal Son of God. And since he is God and man for us, his death counts not just for himself, but for all. And you can be sure of St. Peter's confession because it didn't come from St. Peter. Flesh and blood comes up with flesh and blood answers. If it came from Peter, or if it came from us, it would live about as long as we live. But Peter's confession comes from the Heavenly Father. And so it is a heavenly confession. And you know that what is from the Father is rock solid. As we hear in Psalm 18, "The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. My God, my rock, in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold." Now, the word Petros is Peter in Greek. Rock is Petra in Greek. Both are from the same root word, and both, therefore, mean rock. You are Petros. And on this Petra, I'll build my church. Pun very definitely intended. And when Simon Petros is making a Petra solid confession, that is a rock that Jesus can build his church on. Not even the gates of Hades will tear his church down. Now, sadly, next week, we'll hear that Peter didn't actually understand a lick of what he had just confessed. He wanted a Christ who wouldn't die on the cross, an anointed king who would rule and conquer by force. That was Peter's opinion. It was not from the Father. In fact, according to Jesus, that was Satan talk. But this week we hear about Peter's rock-solid confession. You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. That confession is certain even where little rock Peter isn't certain, even when he's clueless. For when the Lord speaks through his men, when he speaks his words of law and gospel, it isn't them who are speaking. He speaks through them. And so, for instance, when we hear the Lord's absolution, his absolution, the keys of the kingdom are used to open heaven for you. The pastor says, "I forgive you all of your sins." And Christ forgives them. They are his words. And this isn't by our works, but by Jesus' own bitter sufferings and death. It's not by what we know or what we do or what we feel, but by the external word delivered by the men that he has sent to be delivering that very word to you and to me. And faith grabs hold of these six little words and it receives them with a hearty amen. I am forgiven by Jesus' death on the cross, delivered to me in the words, "I forgive you all of your sins." The words and the promises of Christ delivered from the mouth of St. Peter are the rock that the church is built on. Not on the man, Peter himself, but by Peter the man confessing what the Father has revealed to him. But how can you tell when a confession is rock solid and from the Father, or when Satan is leading you astray? How can your children know? Well, the only way to hear and to know the answer to that question, "Who do men say that I am?" is to be in and around Scripture. And so it's time for us to go back to school, to learn more about this Jesus who is the Christ, the Son of the living God, by coming to church, being in worship, and studying the scriptures. Who do you say that I am? Says Jesus. The only answer that holds is the one revealed by the Father to fragile Peter. You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. You are the one who was born of the Blessed Virgin for me, who grew up for me. For me you prayed. For me you taught. For me you were betrayed. For me and for my sins you suffered. And for me you died. And so that I would be justified, even me, with all of the crazy thoughts that I have about God and who I think he should be. You were raised from the dead. You were raised from the dead, and I have been raised with you in the word spoken to me this very day. Heaven has been opened for me, even with all of my sins. And because Jesus has opened heaven for me and for you, we are forgiven. Because Jesus said so. Hear that. Have your children hear that message. Understand it. Take it to heart. Let's do Jesus' exam questions one more time. Jesus said today, who do you say that I am? You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. In the name of Jesus, the Son of the living God, amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting.